Alright, time for another DoNotGuide.com video presentation. Image change, interesting. Anyway, so, it's an old fan sculpture. Yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to talk about the game, I guess. What motivates us, and, you know, the fact that there's, you know, I would argue that the game is really going to be something about getting the truth right, because the brain is playing the game, and the brain is supposed to be doing logic and reasoning and fact collection and modeling. We've sort of been over that kind of stuff. And so it would seem that's the game the brain would play, is doing that well and winning, yeah, the game. And I would argue, okay, as would be obvious by the volume of my videos, that I'm arguing it's a really bad game. You know, the game being described. So we're playing the game of describing accurately the game, okay, of being alive. What's the game to play as a living being? And the game is really stupid because you're basically put in a big fat fucking mess and told to clean it up. And that's a stupid game. Who wants to play that? Make a mess and clean it up. You know, put, you know, whatever, shit and barf everywhere, and then just spend the rest of your life doing your janitorial duties. Yuck. So only an idiot would sentence somebody to that. Okay. So instead of going to heaven, you know, you spend your life in this hell cleaning up poo and barf. Yeah. And so obviously I'm not an advocate. Okay. I think we should de-incentivize, you know, the production of things sentenced to the purgatory or the hell of being a janitor in a very dirty place. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, that's good enough. That's a suitable description of where I'm going in this video. Now, whether I get there or not, who knows? I'm going to use this crap as a background, and then Matt, thou art that, as the contrast. Because the other thing I've been thinking about, you know, a South Park episode of Giant Douche versus Shit Sandwich. Lots of those kind of contrasts in, you know, right, left, being just assholes. And somewhere, you know, in the middle, there's supposed to be the right answer. I mean, somewhere between the two highest rated choices. It's like, you know, you have A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, all these choices, and it's never A and B are never the right answer. So you have to go pretty far down before you get to the right answer. And, you know, that's a problem because, you know, you really don't have much option in terms of picking a way of running a railroad, you know, in terms of socially. Then this idea of democracy, and if the dumb people won't acknowledge they're dumb, and if they won't vote for people smarter than them, you know, fuck, you're really in trouble. You know, using democracy anyway. A strict democracy. Now, democracy based on some sort of status, in the sense of some sort of earned competence, you know, very good drivers. Only that very good drivers vote, or very good something. People have to be very good at something before they earn the right to vote, that kind of thing. Some sort of standard that might elevate the capacity of the democracy to elect something that's not a giant douche or a shit sandwich. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going. Anyway, so the modernistic is a giant douche. Okay, I don't know. I guess I put on one side, the shit sandwich is always going to be this the cheapest, shittiest, stupidest, dumbest idea. The silliest, I guess is a better word. And then the one that has some pretense, at least, of being authoritative and knowledgeable, but it's got its head way up its ass and, you know, can't see the forest through the bullshit trees, are the douche types. So he's a douche because he's arrogant. He won't allow any disagreement. He won't allow even conversation. He just reads his favorite book, believes every word, and then just recites the crap. He's just a giant douche. He doesn't know anything. He just gurgitates crap because he doesn't really think about it and come up with some kind of original thought. Something like that, anyway. All right, contrasted is, we have to go find it, is the shit sandwich, okay, of just the silliest crap, wooey mush. Yes, I believe in science and evolution, but I also believe in fluffy flying elephants, you know, baby rattles and toys, pink balloon bullshit. I mean, just completely made up, non-real fantasy substances, you know, spirits and souls and little, you know, magical mush, to somehow, like a Professor Anton, make the shit into not shit. Oh, we're not cleaning up. It's not really shit. You know, it's magical brown fun squishy dough. You know, some kind of just lie about what the reality is, to just force it to fit into some sort of useful purpose so you can sit there and pretend to be smart, you know, and make a living doing that bullshitting. It's just such shit. It's so, you know, I'm just going to take advantage of the fact that people are really stupid, and so I'm going to tell them really stupid stuff. You know, I mean, I guess that's the definition of the shit sandwich, is that it's just so stupid. You say, what idiot would fall for that crap? At least the mystic has some hope of confusing somebody with a little bit of intelligence, because he speaks intelligently and he says things that are mostly true. You know, and so there's some hope. He doesn't create completely magical objects. You know, he just takes the real ones and gilds lilies and, you know, bends the leaves into the right position and forces the thing to be what he's describing. But it's not as grotesque as this shit sandwich of religion. It's just, let's just make up a new religion that doesn't have a mean god in it, and, you know, it doesn't have hell, but it just has hope and love. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, God. Eek. So, that's, you know. So I'm somewhere in between these two nonsensical fantasy characters. So, I don't know if it's worth going back to the mystic. I wanted to point out there was a point where the mystic, okay, doing the right thing, was basically telling the shit sandwich, you know, the giant deuce, which they basically telling the shit sandwich, oh, grow up, get a life, come on, be something real. I mean, be a doctor, be a real philosopher. Don't be this, you know, this shyster. You know, because it's easy. Oh, you just took the easy path. Oh, okay. What a pile of crap. What a waste of your capacity, so to speak. Because you see potential in people, right? People have a capacity to acquire knowledge, process it, do, you know, they have a skill at doing something like communicating, or Like Professor, a good communicator. Lots of people, you know, they have a skill and they're just fucking the skill, you know, because they're using it for evil. You know, you could say like the used car salesman or something. You can have all this fake and nice personality skills, know how to, you know, really make people feel good, and they use it to steal their money. which sucks. So, so this is sort of a, you know, it's sort of funny to me, because now the way the mystic's talking, he's saying to people, oh, you might as well just be a religious asshole. Oh, you might as well just be a dupe and a fool. You might as well just live a completely fake life in a completely fake universe. Because somehow, if you actually thought about the truth and dealt with it and tried to do something constructive in the real circumstances, somehow there's nothing you could do, which is just such a lie. I mean, any little bit you can do to discourage people from procreating, and especially recklessly procreating, would be a gigantic benefit. And it's just, you know, it's just nonsense for this person who knows, who has this clear understanding that it's all crap. I mean, the world is made literally out of very crappy concepts like a DNA molecule, you know, trying to replicate. I mean, we're really just parasitic organisms. Henry's playing this, you know, he won't tell that truth. Ew. So he's basically turning into a shit douche or something like that. But I'll play a little tiny bit of what he says here just because it's just so... You know, it's just so, it's such a pile of shit, especially coming from somebody who's sitting here playing the game right in front of you. He's saying there's no game, but he's playing the game right in front of you. Right in front of you, he's playing the, I have the right model. I have the right map. So we're all map makers, and we're trying to sell our maps. You know, this is the map, okay? I'm selling you a map of our reality, of our circumstance. A way of understanding the maze. Where to go, where not to go, what needs things to go, all of that kind of crap. Yes, the map has on it all this kind of value shit. It's a value map. You know, like what's-his-face's book, you know, the moral landscape. You know, yes, it's the ethical, reasonable landscape map. It's describing the mountains and the valleys and the... This, where's the quicksand, and you know, ultimately all your existence is the, you know, there's either do or, you know, it has Yoda in the corner going, there's only do and do not do, there is no try, you know, it doesn't mean anything, okay? The fact is you gotta win, that's it. There's just winning and losing, there's no good effort. Doesn't really mean anything in the scheme of things. There's just either you save the future from drowning in shit, or you don't. Alright, so, you help the future, you know, take whatever tools you can provide, right? Like fire and oars and, you know, sticks with rocks on the end. You know, you take your tools and you give them to the future and explain how, you know, this is what I would do if I had more time to do it. This is how I'd improve the tools. You know, you give them whatever advice you can to play the rational game of fixing the game. And obviously, fixing the game, you come to the realization it's way too broken and it's way too stupid. Why would I fix something that's self-destructive? And that's the DNA game. It doesn't go. It's just circular suffering. It doesn't do anything else. It's a suffering engine. It doesn't have any other function because all of the goods are just eliminations of the bads. It's a noise machine, right? It's supposed to prevent noise, and it makes more noise than it gets rid of. Yeah, it's that bad. All right, so yeah, we'll play a little of this. And yes, this whole week he's been full of crap talking about our, you know, he's again, the game I'm playing, okay, if I'm going to concede that part of me is playing a game, you know, part of me is motivated or engaged playing the game of, yes, describe the truth accurately. Describe anything I say, I intend it to be, have integrity, and be able to stand against a counter-argument. That's my intention. That's the game I'm playing. Throw an idea, defend the idea, have it stand as being indestructible, undamageable, untarnishable. He's playing that game. And he's such a cheater. But you're not allowed to test it. Anything I say, all my little thought balloons, you know, you're not allowed to test them. You're not allowed to poke at them or do anything because he has to break so easily. And so he's been talking our evolution, biology, and he's so full of crap. I mean, everything he's saying this week is just crap about how long our ancestors lived and what. I mean, it's all just crap. And he's throwing out there some idea that we could all live to be 120. Well, why the fuck would you want to? I mean, I actually had a grandmother who lived to be 107. But when she was 83, she was already saying, I'm ready for Jesus to take me. You know, she was already blighted by arthritis and, you know, all kinds of laments of the aging process. So why would I, if you're sitting in some position, say, oh yeah, I want to spend a whole bunch of time crashing down the mountain, you know, just waiting for the next dysfunction, the next system failure, you know, and I'll try to survive all my little system failures. You know, you're just driving in the ricketiest car possible. You know, barely has wheels, barely has, you know, barely functional. You know, and going up the mountain, you know, you're in your Jaguar. You know, I mean, come on. Too silly. Why would this even be a reasonable conversation? But he got it so wrong in the sense of why we do have the capacity to live to be 120. But anyway, I mean, I would argue that it obviously, you have to have some value. Now, obviously, a woman's genetic functionality ends when her eggs are all not working anymore. Well, even that he doesn't even get right. And the fact that there is no equality between the 40-year-old egg and the 20-year-old egg. And he's, you know, in this very video, he's talking about how there's a piece of you that's as young as you ever were. And there really isn't any pieces that do survive the process of rotting. Yeah, so it's just a pile of shit. But anyway, let's just play this game part.
Bothering about trying to work out what the game is.
I guess I'll reduce the speed since there's not that much of it. Bothering about. So he's insulting the idea of trying to figure out what the game is, as if this isn't the most important thing your brain can possibly do, is ascertain your environment, figure out what my little skills are, and applying them in some rational way to a game that's covered in value. I mean, it's just covered in it. You can prevent suffering. You can actually do it. You can mitigate against it. You can pet a kitten. You can do something to make something feel better. Not only yourself, but other people, other animals. It's just a fact. So why wouldn't I take that game a little bit seriously? I mean, his balloon of this glib, stupid, there's no good game to play. Bullshit. Whether the game itself is good, the fact is, it's the thing you're playing, whatever you're going to be doing in the world, does matter. There will be an outcome, and the do or do not do, what is at stake, is either things feeling good or things feeling bad. And he has reduced that, right? He might even concede that that's true. But he thinks the only feelings we have are some sort of emotional feeling about whether life is good or not. When, no, nobody's playing that game. Everybody's playing some other game. The game of feeling good is always, always, always trapped in some sort of nonsense like you hit the golf ball further. You know, you won the tennis match. You know, I mean, you're playing some other game to get to the game of happiness. You know, but the truth is that it's there for the taking in much simpler ways. You don't have to win a tennis tournament to make happiness, make comfort, take away somebody's pain. you know, giving them a smoke detector, you know, preventing them from losing their kids in a fire. Oh, just, come on, it's really not that difficult to do constructive things and to play a game that's also rewarding. You know, you feel good about preventing somebody else feeling bad. What's there? That seems kind of win-win. What's so scary about living that life? I don't think there's anything too scary.
It's just philosophical nonsense.
Right. So it's just stupid to say it's philosophical nonsense to recognize your circumstances here on planet Earth. You're the byproduct of millions of years of evolution. You have now done 10,000 years of meme evolution or knowledge acquisition. All of that, you know, lots of struggling, lots of people had to do experiments and blow their fingers off or some other kind of crap, lots of price pay for this knowledge thing. You know, people had to fall off the bridge before you figured out how to tie ropes to them so they didn't fall. You know, all kinds of things you had to do to figure out how to do it right. And, you know, we're standing on a pile of work and sacrifice and pain and suffering, the dead of World War II. And we're saying, well, can we make something out of this? What do we do with our capacity to do? So, I mean, it's the most important thing. What do I do? You can't ask a more important question. And he's saying, oh, just stick your head up your ass. Or stick your head up the Pope's ass. What the fuck would I do that? Oh, it's just so disgusting that he can just say this shit. Like, I mean, He really isn't this stupid. See, that's how he just can't be a stupid shit sandwich. He's got to be a douche because this is built out of some other kind of bullshit. There's some, whatever it is, some sort of psychological crapola, you know, running in his head to make him spout something so ridiculous. Don't do as I do, which is try to understand the world. No. Stick your head up the Pope's ass. Well, why aren't you doing that, you fuck? If that's a good idea, why aren't you doing it? Well, he's almost doing it, frankly.
And it's best to really throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, God.
Why? Why is that best? Why is best giving up? Don't try to do well with your opportunity. The tennis balls are coming at you. Don't try to hit them back. Because, yes, the fact is you're not going to win. But the truth is I can hit some of the balls back. The truth is I can do something constructive with what's coming at me. I can turn the... What do you call it when they make something out of nothing? Oh, shit. It's not the pig's ear thing. It's some other thing. But yeah, I can do something with the garbage, and I can do something productive in the sense that I can do something less bad. At minimum, I can do something. I have a choice between doing, you know, bad or less bad. So yeah, I can do the less bad thing. So I ought to work on it. Why would I say fuck it?
Because the only way out of it, again...
The only way out of it. It's always going to suck being a janitor. It's always going to suck that you have a shitty job. But the fact is, there's no other job that isn't a fantasy job. So your job is either to be an insane person, that is, go pretend you're playing with, you know, pretty birds, or, you know... You know, you'd be one of those delusional people in the nut house, just, you know, grabbing fake things that don't exist and drinking them, and, you know, or you can do your job, use your capacity to the best of its functionality, and get what you can, squeeze what good you can out of this shit. But why should I resort to just throwing it away? I mean, it's throwing it away. You have an opportunity, you might as well take it. Why throw it away?
Is religious philosophy where you've got to invent God and soul and meaning and all that?
Yeah, so you don't need to do any of that. So he's just saying, if you want just some cheap thrills and candy, if that's all you're after is your own gratification, and you don't understand that you really do live in a multiplayer game, and so you're just saying, well, it's just about what happens to me and it's not about the world, so let's just live in a fantasy. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's not the truth. So what you're selling is not the truth. We don't live in a single player game. It's not about whether or not your nerve endings are happy or sad. It's not about whether you have a pattern in your brain of, you know, morbid fear. It's not, none of that's the point here. The point is that you're one participant. You're one piece of the value that exists. And the other people in the world are part of the value, and all the other sentient animals are part of the value. And the truth is, part of the value is tomorrow, and, you know, next Thursday, and, you know, months from now, and then years from now. The future is sitting on top of what we're going to give it. It's going to have to eat the world we feed it. So why wouldn't we logically understand that those people are just as needy of a reasonable game to play as we are? And if we can do something with a minor bit of effort to enhance their game, why wouldn't we do that? And we're not going to do that, you know, sitting in some fake delusion, you know, and you know, petting Jesus dolls. That's not going to get the job done.
Because without that God and soul and meaning, the next best thing is Dawkins' selfish gene, which makes logical scientific sense. But
yeah, but what? So let's just say that most of it makes logical scientific sense. Okay, we'll give it a mostly accurate argument that yes, this is about genetics, but we also know that the real story for humans now has nothing to do with that, really. It just has to do with ideas and brains. I mean, the most important thing evolving are ideas, and the ideas make you into a shit sandwich or a giant douche. Ideas do that, not genetics. You're not born a giant douche or a shit sandwich. You're made into those things by assholes talking shit, by ministers and preachers and gurus and mystics. Fuck that.
But outside it just making logical scientific sense, it's no better than you.
So besides the fact that it's accurate and the truth, it's no better than. I mean, what sense does that make? Of course, it's a superior description of reality, because guess what? It's right and it's accurate. I mean, fuck, it's played the game well. It's a good map of the reality. Of course, it's better. It's better that you follow a map that has the truth in it, not a map that's full of yellow brick roads to fantasy lands that don't exist. I mean, how can anyone argue that, oh, there's no difference between the silliest religious story and the most accurate description of our physical circumstance? Oh, there's just no difference. That won't help you do or do not do in the world. Having an accurate map won't help you run the maze. Of course it's going to help you run the maze. Shit.
And inventing that it's the earth, it's to make the whole earth either blue or green.
So again, blue or green, and the argument is, oh, is that what suffering is? So suffering, torment, torture is just blue, and comfort and relief and prevention is just green. There's not a cavern of difference between these two things. They're just shades of a color. I mean, this is the part where you just say, what a nihilist butthole. I mean, how the fuck can any rational person make this argument that first off, we're not fishing for suffering. I mean, that's what we're catching. You know, we're either pulling it out. You know, we're clearly either cleaning the water or putting filth in the water. That's clearly the context of your existence. You can be a polluter or you can be a filter. You can make it clean or you can make it dirty. And the dirt is real. The negative, the bad, the hell, and the heaven are real concepts. The idea of good and bad are real concepts connected to real events that are completely different outcomes. One contains, you know, hours and hours of torment, and one contains seconds of torment, that kind of thing. It's a huge difference. Ugh. It's just, this is just too, why, like I said, nobody should have this conversation. It's the difference between me having a headache and me having my eye pulled out of the eye socket and smashed with a hammer in front of me or something. What the fuck? These are hugely different outcomes. Why are you pretending we're not playing for anything? It's just, well, you're playing to make the wall green or the wall blue. That's not what we're playing for.
Whichever wins in the end, looked at from outer space, whether the Earth looks blue or green, is going to be the winner. It makes no more sense
than that. Yeah, right. So he's saying whether the civilization develops and has a nuclear war, whether it... you know, it evolves into, you know, tyranny and gulags. It makes no difference. I mean, it's idiotic as an argument. Whether we're all sitting in concentration camps, you know, freezing to death with, you know, all kinds of blights and diseases and, you know, or we're sitting, you know, being fed grapes by artificial intelligences. You know, what? It's all the same thing? No, it's not the same outcome. Oh, God, the stakes are so much higher than this babble that it doesn't matter. That somehow when you look at the planet Earth from space, that somehow you can't know that there's little feeling things all over it. And that those, the laments and the screams have real meaning. Their real consciousnesses going through real experiences, and they can either have good experiences or bad experiences, and I should just pretend it doesn't matter what I do, it doesn't matter what I throw, what kind of dart I throw at the planet, somehow the outcome is going to be the same? Bullshit. I can throw penicillin or I can throw black plague. Come on. It's just so stupid.
There's no game to win.
All right, so the game to win, I would argue that, you know, ultimately the game to win is the game of mitigating against the bad, okay, stopping the noise, killing the plagues, ending the suffering. Now, whether there's any positive value to preserve, that's another argument. I say there's nothing worth preserving. There's nothing to... There's no real good. There's just, you know, eliminating the negatives. But it's okay. If you want to believe there's a good, and I'll be perfectly satisfied if you can show a real good and a real thing that we need to keep, like joy or orgasm or whatever, and you say it's pure and it can be preserved and you want to put it in bottles and preserve it, it's okay with me. As long as you've proven it's a harmless good. But what I know for sure is we can reduce the amount of bad. That is, we can stop stupid things like, you know, raising kids in poverty. We can certainly do a lot of, we can certainly do something to stop the stuff that you know is going to end badly. Okay, I mean, cats running around in neighborhoods with, you know, cars going 60 miles an hour. That kind of shit. You know, failure looks like. We got lots of failure happening, so we got plenty of cleanup. There's plenty of janitorial work to describe, and so that picture is, in my opinion, you can't miss the idea that there's something to do here. And the next question is what's the game you play as an individual? And again, the game, I could argue that I'm not playing any other game, okay, if I'm taking a very crass view of myself, than some douchey game of I'm smarter than you. You know, I'm a better model maker. I can make a model, okay, and throw it on the screen here. I can blah, blah, blah. I can say shit and talk about shit, and I do it better than any of you, okay? I talk real shit. The model I make, the drawings I draw, anything I do, I'm doing it better than you, okay? It's more accurate. Yeah, you know, if we could take the veil of the truth, we could open the curtains, okay? I'm giving you a very good description of the guy pulling the gears and the handles and the whatnot. My definition, my descriptions, my drawings, my sculptures, my stuff, this, whatever this is, I'm doing it better than you. So I could say I'm playing that game. And you're clearly playing it because you're making these stupid videos. So you're playing some douchey ego game, talking your crap. But clearly you're a big loser because you're afraid, okay, of actually having to defend the shit you say. Where I'm saying, okay, bring it on, okay, bring it on. Now, I just get a bunch of trolls who talk about the fact that, well, you didn't change your socks yesterday. Gotcha. Yeah. What? Yeah. You know, bullshit, okay? They're just distracting side subject crapola, you know, and they can't stick to the subject. They can't actually throw the dart at one of my balloons. Instead, they try to throw it in my eye. Yeah. You know. So instead of attacking the ideas, they attack the, you know, the messenger, the whole messenger argument. Let's crucify the messenger, and that way we have decided that the message sucks. We've proven the message sucks because we killed the messenger. You know, that kind of crap. All right. And so, you know, you're, in my opinion, okay, you can't win the game unless you're allowed to put your pieces out there. You know, they're your precious little hand-carved pieces. Well, they actually have to play the game. They have to go into the arena. Your bot, your robot, your ideas have to go into the arena and actually win the battles. You know, you can't just sit there and protect them and say they've never lost. Well, yeah, they've never lost, but they also never won. Okay, you just write winner over them and take a picture of it and then say, here's a picture of the winners. Well, yeah, no, they never really fought a battle. They're just winners. Don't they look like winners? So he's selling crap, okay, and he won't let it be challenged with counter argument, you know, counter theory, counter drawing, counter perspective, counter. theory. Yeah, you can just keep going through all the words of trying to attempt to just memes. And that's all that we're really fighting over. That's the real competition, is to get the ideas to grow in terms of people seeing them and people getting it and playing this much better game that we can play as a human race. If we don't, I'll keep allowing human beings to be turned into shit sandwiches and giant douches. Alright, so, good time for a break. I would approximate. Yeah, why not? Alright, thought I'd just add a little change in pace, see what the filters are like, and, you know, they sort of suck. So anyway. It's something different. What the hell? So I have a couple more words here for the mystic, so I might as well play the whatever three sentence he has left or two.
Especially not for us chickens. Okay.
Right. Sure, sure. So us chickens, like I said, the most outstanding feature of this chicken that we are is the fact that we have this brain and it can be educated. And yes, it takes forever. All right, we do that whole grammar school and then high school and then whatever you get after that. Life experience, you know, the school of hard knocks, you know, all of that kind of crap. We learn skills, we learn how to manage life. We learn through experience about our capacity to hurt somebody and to be hurt. All of this crap that we learn. And it does enhance, it can enhance your functionality when you know these things. I mean, I would love to relive my life with what I know now, right? I'd like to go take what I know now and go back to being, whatever, 6 years old, and re-navigate my existence. That would be fun. Yeah, it would be fun to make all the course corrections that would have kept me from, you know, getting into all kinds of psychology that was very destructive to my conditioning, in terms of how the squishy bits that are squirting the chemicals don't squirt very well and cause me suffering, from simple things, there's something that happened 6 hours ago, and your body does this stupid, leaves this chemical residue inside of you, and then 6 hours later, you're going, ow, 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 some sort of emotional ow. The built-up tension, the built-up anxiety, and the built-up negative brain function in terms of spiraling into a bunch of negative thoughts. And you could even argue nightmares, right? So some weeks I'm blighted by dreams that aren't very good. And so last night was a lot of that. Guess we don't need Mystic anymore, so let's dispose of him. Who needs a giant douche, sitting there on the screen? No, don't need that. All right. and they're just, there's much to see about your personality or some aspects of where your vulnerabilities lie or some other kind of thing. You can get some insight into how your brain's working by seeing what kind of crap it tries to get you with, and it's a gotcha thing. Your dreams are kind of intended to exploit your weaknesses to give you experience, right? That would be the function of a dream, is to, when you're on your downtime, resting your body, you're practicing living. And there's no point in the dream creating circumstances you've already lived with, so it tries to create something that hasn't happened yet, and so you can be ready for it. And it just doesn't do it, within boundaries, but it's effective in the sense that it does give you an experience close enough to some real experience, you could argue. So for some reason my dream had deers in it, right, and they had full antlers and all that kind of crap, and the deers didn't like me, for whatever reason. And they were doing their scraping the ground thing, ready to charge. And they really had a whole bunch of little pointy things on their head. Lots of them. And so I ran, and went up a tree, And at first I thought, I'm safe. But the deers, were jumping. And so they were almost hitting me with their antlers jumping. So I had to go higher and higher in the tree till I finally was in a position where I was kind of safe. But then I did statistical analysis, and I said, you think you're safe because you've taken the probability from too small a sample. And the fact is you might need to go even higher, because there's going to be a chance that one deer does the exceptional jump, that one in a million jump, and, pokes a hole in your gut. So you better go a little higher. And so my brain was using what are these skills I've acquired in terms of making arguments, in terms of having to know some of these words like probability and blah, 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 blah. It was exploiting that even. All right. And then so, as dreams do, it has this disconnected part where I don't remember climbing out of the tree. I remember the deers left. And so there was a point where, yes, I could now go back to my house. And then when I got to my house, somebody else was living in it. I was like, what the fuck? You know, it's not my current, you know, it's my old happy house. The happier hell house. But anyway. And, you know, there's this asshole living in my house. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't live here. It's my house. So anyway, it was, you know, that's what dreams are, right? These challenges, these, you know, constantly these things to challenge you, to force you to have to deal with a circumstance that you may have to deal with in your existence, your life. It's some kind of threat. And it, again, it seems to exploit you at your weakest. It takes real advantage of some sort of weak point. So where am I going with that? Don't know if there's anywhere to go with that. Beyond all of this, I mean, even dreams are polluted by the quality of your experience and what it focuses on. So you could argue that somebody spends all day listening to music or something. Maybe they just have musical dreams. You know, they don't, you know, the dream doesn't bother with this studying and trying to figure out and, you know, trying to engineer and, you know, trying to manipulate to make an outcome. So yes, because much of my life is going through the process of even thinking about how I can explain something I see as a truth, and that's what a lot of these videos are. So I see something as being the truth, you know, this value landscape even, and I try to explain that, look, we can solve this problem really simple, you know, it just takes, well, it'll take a little bit of time, but, you know, if we all do this one thing, okay, this one little simple thing, then 10 years from now, the plague is cured, you know, that kind of thing. We can eradicate it. We can kill it. You know, some simple thing like that. You're just trying to, how can I explain to them? Okay, if we make this little investment now, tiny, okay, you know, 10 cents a day, you know, that's all it'll take. Just put the 10 cents in the box. And if we all put the 10 cents in the box, you know, in 10 years, we have the resources to cure the problem. You know, we can fly to the moon and steal all the ore or something. Whatever. Yeah, so that's what, you know, I have to spend a lot of time thinking about the fact that that's my mission, you know, is to try to convince, try to motivate. And it's in this context where it's not really so much about the conversation or the words, right? It's about selling the product. You know, so that's, yeah, it's almost like there was a South Park episode that sort of dealt with that in terms of marketing your brand, and that somehow you have to have a brand, you know, and you have to sell it. And even though I know that, yeah, that's probably part of being intelligent and playing the game. I mean, that's understanding the map that of the world you're really in. It's that, it's the overlay map, you know, of what humans have obliged the reality to be, what cultures have obliged the reality to be, and it's not the real native game. And so, you know, I'm sort of still, I still just want to do the gladiator thing. I still just want to do the, you know, simple swords and have the fight. I don't want to have to do the politics game first. I don't want to do the politics game at all, frankly. It's like it's built in that you have to be a spy or you have to be a cheater. You have to do some lying and some deceiving to be able to get your opportunity to tell the truth. And ew, I mean, that's just forcing something that, it's, you know, it's, again, it's something I should be willing to do. It should be a dime I'm willing to put into the box. But it's so far I can't do it. I just can't commit to having to be a spy. You know, to be a double agent, to be a lie to save the truth. I mean, it just seems so wrong. But I know theoretically it's no different than let's just say you had to stop 10 kids from having cancer, getting cancer. You had to inject one kid with cancer. Oh, I mean, you could know it's the right thing to do, but doing it? Oh, come on. Yuck. And so in some respects, I mean, I'm aggrandizing my dilemma, okay, of not wanting to even try to be a personality, a likable person. You know, I don't even want to try, because I know I'm no good at it. I know I'm a terrible liar. So why even try? Why even try? I don't want to do it. I don't want to pretend. You know, even though I know that's the road to success, is you have to do that networking thing, and you have to do this, play their liar game. You know, you have to pretend to be one of them. You know, praise God. Yeah, I could do all that lie. You know, like a what's that fat guy's name? Ralph Crandom. What the hell is Brett Keane? Yeah, like Brett Keane. Never speak an honest word. Just always engineer everything for, you know, your goal of getting somebody to donate another $10. Oh, crap. What happened to all these characters anyway? It's funny. I haven't seen any sign of, like, fake Sagan disappeared again. So I guess he's going to remake himself. He'll come back as, like, some transhuman cyborg or something. The next version of fake Sagan will be, you know, a brain in a robot or something. But anyway. Anyway, where was I? Time for a break. Yeah, that's it. That's where I was. Now we'll just finish up, I guess. So I'm here trying to describe this unfortunate circumstance that all the human beings are in, and that they're playing a very dangerous game that has very poor productive possibility, in the sense of all you can do is clean up messes and avoid making them. And that's it. That's the only functionality. So there's two things you can do. Don't make it worse and try to make it better. And that's it. And so, yeah, sometimes it's good enough just to convince somebody not to make it worse by having kids. Then you can do some active work to try to actually take it a step further and get to the real finish, which is get the idea of not making kids to be said by people. So that it's not only that they don't make kids, it's that they prevent other people from making kids. So it's like the difference between giving somebody a contagious virus versus giving them a virus that isn't contagious. You want the good virus to be a contagious version of the virus, because then you're multiplying your victory. Increasing your own productivity. Okay, so whatever, something like that. But it is a game we're in. There's all kinds of games we're playing on all kinds of levels in our existence, in our personal life versus our, you know, social life versus this, all this. It's all layers, and there's all of it's important, because all of it has as its outcome suffering or no suffering. You know, it's a real game for a real value, and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I'm just saying there shouldn't be for anybody who just thinks about it with any kind of honesty about their own welfare, and just recognizing how different it is for them to have, you know, whatever, an allergy attack versus having their eye pulled out and smashed with a hammer. that there's huge differences in outcomes, and we all can appreciate the value of minimizing how much suffering we endure. And if you can recognize that much, the little tiny step to go that, oh yeah, the suffering is the same if it's in any of these other brains. The other brains are just as important as my brain. I don't have a special brain. I don't have the sacred brain, the holy brain, the brain made out of diamond. None of that exists. That all the brains need to be comfortable. It's bad when any brain is in distress and torment and anxiety and feeling pukey. Yes, that's always worth preventing in any brain. And so there's just an obvious value to play for. So what's so complicated? Well, it's not very complicated. So how can people mess that up? I mean, how can any smart person pretend it doesn't matter how you think, what you think, or how you behave, and how and what you say? Of course it matters. Shit. All right, so that's enough of a video, I think. Yeah, awesome. Probably. All right, so anyway, so till the next time and such, and so forth and whatnot. Yeah, so I think I'll just get the hell out of here. Just another little battle, you know, and another, you know. I'm doing the try thing, and again, in the context of did I do or did I do not do, you know. And yeah, I probably did not do, and so I have to keep doing, you know, doing. And that's all I can do, is what I do. And such. So, till the next time. And such. Yeah, just get the hell out of here. Hit the button. That's the button. Alright. So, I'm gone. Wow, that was quick. Alright. So, till the next time, and such. And so forth, and whatnot. This has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. Really, do not. You know, jeez. Don't do as the mystic says. Do as the mystic does. So to speak. Certainly don't talk shit on the internet, but again, he doesn't live the silly life he would suggest other people live. Be stupid. Yes. Say really silly things. And no, he wouldn't. But anyway. Till the next time and such.